Hi everybody, it's Emily here from the Willow Pod, and Skye's here as well.
Hi everyone.
And today we're actually talking to Beth, who is our victim who lives in a rural area. So this is the start of our series that we're doing. Hi Beth.
Hi.
So how did you first meet Pete?
I met Pete at a venue that we were both attending for business related matters. We got chatting, as you would. He appeared very charming. He appeared very successful. At the time, I was recently single. He made his affections known to me. Over the course of the week, we would have dinner and things progressed from there very quickly. I'd had healthy relationships before, had no reason to question his motivation from wanting to spend time with me. And that's really how our relationship started from that moment. Over the course of the following weeks, my work took me all over the country. Pete would organise his work diary so that he could be in similar locations to myself. At the time, I found this exciting, didn't question that behaviour. And just thinking that Pete was mutually excited about spending time with myself.
Wow. So how quickly after this initial encounter did things move forwards?
Very, very quickly, very quickly. I would say we became romantically involved after a period of 2 weeks. Pete would make his affections to me very well known. He would talk of family and a future together. And after just a period of 12 weeks, Pete turned up on my doorstep and pretty much moved in. I, at the time, when I described my relationship previous to Pete as being healthy, things were very slow in progression. I just took this that this man was madly in love with Beth. And I found that very exciting and felt very lucky, very fortunate that I'd met this man that was so in love with me.
Mm. So we cover love bombing quite often in our training, and I guess this is something that people are becoming more and more aware of. So looking back at that.
Upon reflection, it happened very early on, almost immediately. And I guess how I was blindsided with that. In healthy relationships, the progression to expressing your feelings of love or desires for the future wouldn't come as soon on as it did with Pete. So within week two, he was talking about his aspirations and how, you know, he'd love a family with me and I'd make a great mum. And the very evidence of him following me around the country and reorganising his diary, that was his tactic of love bombing to demonstrate to me that, you know, this man just wanted to spend as much time with me as he could because he was so in love with me. And the rapid progression to him moving into my property was also whilst I was at that vulnerable stage and going along with this. Wow, this is amazing. This man's in love with me. It's great. I feel special. And all of that that comes with the love bombing, I didn't really think to question it because to me I just felt very lucky and fortunate that I've met this man of my dreams, and it was felt both ways.
Did any of your friends or family notice anything, and again that you maybe sort of brushed off?
Yes, my work colleagues found the affections of this man quite intense with their words. Something that Pete did after initially meeting me, I wasn't in my home county. I was some 150 miles away from my home at the time when I first met him. We'd made plans after that first week that we would meet the following week. He actually turned up at my home, some 100 miles from where he lived, the very next day after leaving that, which at the time, again, my friends were concerned about. And at the time I laughed that off thinking, wow, this guy really does like me.
Yeah, wow.
So, and I think this is really important that I'd like to share with other victims, survivors, and the fact that I am a survivor, I still am a victim, and there's no shame in saying that, which is something that's taken me time to accept. And often upon reflection, there's a lot of shame that comes with you feel that you've allowed this to happen. It's embarrassing at times for me to actually share and reflect things that happened because I feel very foolish now having the knowledge that I have, but it's very easy at the time, especially if it's a pattern of behaviour that you haven't come across. You know, and I've had to learn it's not my fault. I didn't know that people like this existed and that it was in my innocence that allowed all this to happen.
I think that's really important. And again, just to reiterate what Beth has said, it's never your fault, it's never the victim's fault, and you shouldn't ever feel embarrassed. Again, it's easy enough for us to sit there and say that, but yeah, don't ever feel embarrassed about what happened.
It's very easy in the aftermath. And I think that's a lot of where the shame comes, because at times you feel responsible for allowing it to happen. But I think it's really important to remember, you know, there was an agenda and it was intentional and it couldn't have been avoided. But that's how the relationship evolved very quickly with Pete. And what I share with you are just a few examples of what I would now describe as love bombing. And that was, in summary, the tactics, the effort and the charm that Pete displayed to pull me into a vulnerable situation that I believe this man was madly in love with me for all the right reasons. And because why should I question this behavior? Why?
Exactly.
Every woman, every man wants to be loved, and this is men too. So why would I question this behavior? And that's what lured me into this relationship, to feel mutually in love with this man that was madly in love with me.
Well, hindsight is a wonderful thing, isn't it?